Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tracking down the people who have ghosted you. The Jeff and Jen Show is going ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting today with Stacy, who is looking for a guy named Todd, Jen. And Stacy has absolutely no personal relationship with Todd at all.
Okay.
Correct.
He's a friend of a friend, if you will.
All right. So yes. Stacy, give us the story. Why do you want us to track down a guy you've never met?
Hey, guys. So basically, my best friend, Alicia, has been on like a million first dates over the past year. And none of them really call her back. Like, she's never really been on a second date this entire past year. And I kind of just want to know why. Like, she's struggling, you know, her biological clock is ticking, and she just is confused, as am I, because I think she's great. So we were hoping you guys could call one of the dudes and get some honest feedback.
So you want to track down this guy and ask him about Alicia?
Yeah, like, just see how the date went and if maybe he can explain why people aren't going on another date with her.
What's Alicia's thought on it? I mean, you got to have theories.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Of course, she's biased because she's like, I'm great, you know? Like, what's wrong with me? And obviously, I love her because she's my best friend, but I feel like maybe she's not revealing everything that happens. Mm-hmm. So that's why I kind of want like a third party's opinion. You know?
All right, here's an important question to ask you. Does Alicia know that you are calling mm-hmm. us to get this, do this research?
Not exactly, but she's going to be cool with it.
What do you mean by not exactly? Not at all?
Not exactly means no.
Well, we've talked about like how can we get honest feedback, like, oh, wouldn't it be awesome if we could just, like, have someone else ask them about it? So, I mean, we've talked about that. She just didn't have a solution. And I was like, oh, my God, ghost hunting. You guys are the best.
Okay. All right. So when we get a hold of this guy, you just want us to dive into the first date with Alicia. Was it recent? Is this the most recent first date?
Yeah. I mean, we've been keeping track of all the dudes she's gone on dates with, but Todd is the most recent one. So I figured that'd be most fresh in his mind, you know?
Okay.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Got it. 2 weeks ago.
Do you know how Todd and Alicia met?
Yeah, on OkCupid.
Okay. And how physical did they get?
Not really. I think they like made out a little, but that was it. And then they parted ways.
So you're thinking he was maybe doing a bump and run?
I was just fact-finding.
Well, he didn't get that much of a bump, you know?
Okay.
Right.
Just fact-finding. What else? Where did they go on their first date? Do you know?
Yeah, they just went to, like, an Applebee's and just had some drinks and food.
Okay. Okay. Cool. I think we got what we need to ask him.
And is it a true ghosting? Like, she went out on the date, went home, the next day didn't hear from him, the next day didn't hear from him, the next day didn't hear from him, and then however much time passed and she's given up? Like, is it a true ghosting, or did he send her a message and say, you know, I wasn't really feeling it, I didn't call you back anymore, we don't have to go out again?
He didn't text her at all after like 2 days, so she decided to like reach out just casually and be like, hey, what's going on this weekend? And he just never responded. So yeah, true ghosting.
And does she meet all of the guys that ghost her online?
I mean, it varies. So she's on OkCupid. She's been trying Tinder. But sometimes it's just like friend of a friend suggests it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's tried everything.
Because the online thing, I was thinking might be, you know, some people are just always shopping.
Right.
So that you're always looking for the next big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, okay. All right, Stacey. Well, the way it works is we'll spend the next 24 hours finding Todd and seeing if he'll agree to come on with us. And then when we do that, we call up. You get to listen into the conversation that we have with Todd. He'll hopefully be pretty honest with us about why he ghosted. And then we'll come back to you and get your feedback.
Awesome. Yes. Perfect.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for thinking of us. And thank you for looking out for your friend. You're a good friend.
Wing woman.
Thank you.
All right. Ghost hunting on the Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1 making the call at this time tomorrow.
Star 94.1.
Oh, my God.
It's the Jeff and Jen Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.